Hello, everyone. This is an extra special episode of the People Stack podcast. It is the first in a series of micro podcasts, short, 10 minutes or less podcasts, where they're designed to inspire you. They're designed to be shorter snippets to give you something to soak up, to shine the light of possibility on you that you can listen to whenever you want, 10 minutes or less, while you're washing the dishes or while you're going out for a run or while you're eating lunch or whenever it might be, during a part of your morning or your evening commute, or just when you want to take a break during the day and get inspired to take the action that is going to create your dream career and create your dream life. So we're going to be doing some really fun stuff with these micro episodes. And for a handful of them, which is what we're going to be doing today, we have invited our clients, our PeopleStack clients, who are all technical leaders, technical managers, who are absolutely devoted to creating their dream careers. And some of them have been working with us for years. Some of them have been working with us for maybe a few months or so. And we invited them to share the story of who they've become along the way. We gave them a little bit of guidance, but mostly this is just words from it's their thoughts, it's from their hearts, so that they can share with you the challenges that they've been through and the actions that they took in order to create their dream careers. And really what's beneath all this is who they became, their expanded identity that they were able to tap into along this fabulous journey. So I am super pleased to share this first one with you. It's from our client, Andrew. And what I would encourage you to pay attention to, like let it all, like really, like just let it soak it all up and like let it inspire you, let it shine a light of possibility on you. See yourself in Andrew. Like you're not Andrew, right? There's only one. That's our client anyway. But I invite you to see, to feel into what he's saying is resonating. And in particular, pay attention to how he describes how he overcame the career challenges that he faced. So here's Andrew.
Hi, my name is Andrew. I'm currently an engineering manager, originally from Canada, now residing and working in the US. Before meeting Rob and Jen at the PeopleStack, I chased whatever was cool or trendy for my career. I got my first job out of school by finding a job that would take me to Japan and also make my mom proud. I loved that job on so many levels, and when I left that job, I tried the same tactic when finding my next job, but yet in a different industry. Finding a new job in another industry did not go as easily, and I struggled a lot, even with a new degree. I rolled back into software development and eventually built up my career enough to become an engineering manager. I want to take my career to the next level again. This time, when taking the next step, I hit different challenges along the way with my job and my family too. I did not know how to overcome them. Only when I started working with Rob and Jen, I understood the challenges, why they are there, and what I have to do about them. Hint, it's all about overcoming yourself. I'm celebrating who I've become. I've become someone who knows their purpose and what next actions to take. I see my job for what it is. My wife loves the decisions we have made with our lives. I love spending time with my family, and they love spending time with me. My life is night and day compared to what it was before the PeopleStack. Thank you, Rob and Jen, for all the work you do.
So thank you, Andrew, for sharing that. I know that you're listening to this. Thank you for being brave, for being bold, for being the first one to step forward and say, hey, this is who I've become. I am not perfect. I've certainly encountered some challenges. And I've been able to create some fabulous success in my life. The thing that I want to highlight that Andrew talked about was around overcoming challenges. What he said was that it's all about overcoming yourself. It's about overcoming yourself. To kind of peel the layers back on that a little bit, it's about becoming an even more expansive version of who you already are. People talk about it also in terms of like getting out of your own way, right? Sometimes we just have to get out of our own way, overcome our negative beliefs, the negative stories, the disempowering conditioned responses and thoughts and feelings that we all have. It's about overcoming that. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. It's not that they go away. It's not that monkey mind shuts up. It never does. It's not that you never, like once you, it's not like, woo, I've become, I'm like this awesome version of me now, and I never feel scared, and I never feel angry, and I always feel 100% confident. No. It's about, as you expand into becoming an even greater, even more empowered version of yourself, who claims your personal sovereignty even more than you already have, it gets easier and more fun, and even more is possible. So for many of you right now, you have a goal in your career, whether it's to earn 20, 30, 40, 50% more or more, to get a promotion, to land a new job, to have a job that you love without working your ass off 50, 60 plus hours a week, to have a fulfilling life, to have balance in your life, to feel joy, to feel gratitude, to feel peace, to feel love for everything in your life in the most immense ways possible. And you want that, you're yearning for that. And the reason for that gap, the reason you're not earning 300, 400, 500K or a million a year yet, is because your identity is not yet a match for it. Who you are is not yet a match for it. The reason that you're still working your ass off 50, 60, 70 plus hours a week is because your identity is not yet a match for working 30 hours a week or less. So this is a journey of overcoming yourself, of almost saying, all right, I've loved who I have been, and there's a new version of me that's waiting to be birthed, and letting go of that old version of me that served me for so many years, and becoming that butterfly. I loved being a caterpillar. But I'm not going to be so attached to being that caterpillar that it's going to keep me from what I know I'm truly capable of. And you shed and you rebirth yourself into a butterfly. And for those of you who choose to take this journey, it is one of the most expansive, fulfilling, I can't even find words for it. It's almost like it's for me now, and for a lot of our clients, it is the essence of life. It's, I couldn't live any other way except continually becoming an even better version of myself, loving myself completely in every single moment and saying, what's next? And so for a lot of you, you are asking, what's next? And just like Andrew, you're ready to follow in his footsteps and say, you know what? I need help with this. I need a guide. I need experts to help me on this journey because I don't want to struggle. I don't want to keep banging my head against the wall. And I want systems and strategies that are proven to work. And I want to join a tribe. I want to join a community of people who are just as devoted as I am to being on this journey to creating my dream career and dream life. And if that's you, then it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Until next time, everyone, become, continually, continually, continually become the best version of you. And that's how you're going to create your dreams. Take care. Cheers. aloha and much love and big hugs. Bye.